This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. A new headache for President Trump as the impeachment drama moves to the Senate. An indicted associate of the president's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, says President Trump knew exactly what was going on in the Ukraine scandal, which is at the heart of the impeachment. Our Mike Hempins in Washington.
Speaking on MSNBC, Lev Parnas says he delivered an ultimatum in May to Ukraine's incoming president, that no senior U.S. officials would attend his inauguration, and that all aid to Ukraine would be withheld if an investigation into Joe Biden wasn't announced. Parnas alleges Trump ordered Vice President Mike Pence to not attend the inauguration as a way of sending a message to Ukraine about the Biden investigation.
As for the impeachment proceedings,
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
So sad, so tragic for our country that the actions taken by the president to undermine our national security, to violate his oath of office.
House impeachment managers carried the articles to the Senate. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says they will be accepted in a day, and the Supreme Court justice will be sworn in.
I'm confident this body can rise above short-termism and factional fever and serve the long-term best interest of our nation.
President Trump denies wrongdoing in his dealings with Ukraine. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
House Speaker Pelosi's getting some pushback this morning on social media after what some thought was an inappropriately cheery ceremony yesterday as she signed the articles of impeachment. Pelosi smiled at times and handed out impeachment signing pens to fellow lawmakers. The White House complaining this morning she gave the pens away like prizes. A strong storm is rolling across the West with rain, snow in the mountains, and strong winds, says the National Weather Service. This is AP News. Prosecutors in the Virgin Islands allege decades-long abuse by sex offender Jeffrey Epstein.
At one point, the suit alleges Epstein and his associates organized a search party to capture a 15-year-old girl trying to escape by swimming away. U.S. Virgin Island Attorney General Denise George says even after Epstein's suicide, his associates continued to cover for him.
The conduct of Jeffrey Epstein and his associates shocks the conscience and betrays the deepest principles and laws of the U.S. Virgin Islands.
The lawsuit seeks hundreds of millions of dollars from Epstein's estate in the Virgin Islands, including his private islands, Little St. James and Great St. James, which the suit values at $86 million. I'm Julie Walker.
Germany says it's got an agreement on a plan to shut down the nation's coal-fired power plants by the mid to late 2030s. Operators would get billions in compensation. Rita Foley, AP News.